After finding no evidence of an abduction, Detectives Rush and Jerry Lefroy turned their attention to Sakai's family. In the previous year, the missing man had moved out of his family's hillside home in Tarzana and was divorcing his wife, Sanai Sakai, a descendant of Japanese nobility and former beauty pageant queen. At the time of his disappearance, he was living in the Hollywood Hills. Investigators said the marriage was not ending amicably, and Taru Sakai had sided with his mother in a bitter dispute with his father over money. The detectives believed that dispute was the motivation behind the elder Sakai's disappearance. Glenn Sakai had told people that if anything ever happened to him, his wife and son would be at fault, Lefroy said. But the investigators lacked evidence. The break in the case didn't come until November 1987, when a man with Glenn Sakai's key to a private mail deposit box in Hollywood attempted to collect mail from the box. The man was turned away because he was not Sakai, but the operator of the mail drop got the license plate number from his car. The tag number was traced to Gregory Meyer, a former classmate and tennis partner of Taru Sakai. Meyer told police he'd gotten the mailbox key from Taru, and that led to Taru's arrest on December 3, 1987, on suspicion of murder. But with no body, no crime scene, and little other evidence, no charges were filed, and he was released. However, 2 months later, after police had matched Meyer's fingerprint to the LAX ticket stub, Meyer agreed to cooperate in exchange for immunity. He said Glenn Sakai was stabbed to death by his son after being lured to an unoccupied Beverly Hills mansion, which was managed for its absentee owner by Sanai Sakai. Meyer, who said he took part in the attack but did not inflict the fatal wounds, led police to the executive's grave in Malibu Canyon. On February 10, 1988, police once again went to the Sakai house to arrest Taru, but he was gone. They arrested Sanai Sakai, and she was charged as an accessory to murder after the fact. Authorities said she helped her son cover up the crime. The charge against Sanai Sakai was dropped, and she has repeatedly denied any knowledge of the crime or of her son's whereabouts. The only trace of Taru Sakai police believe may be credible was an anonymous call in early 1988 from a woman who knew unpublished details about the Sakai family and the case, and told investigators that Taru had left the country by crossing the Canadian border to Vancouver. But authorities say that if the suspect did leave the country, it was without his passport, which had been confiscated when he was arrested in 1987. Still, authorities believe Sakai might have been able to get to Japan from Vancouver. Clues phoned to detectives from the Japanese community in Los Angeles as recently as a month ago placed the fugitive in Japan, Lefroy said. We assume he could have gotten a passport and gotten to Japan, the detective said. Taru Sakai was born in Japan, but he left with his family for California when he was 1 year old. Investigators said he spoke Japanese poorly, and as a teenager had had plastic surgery to westernize his eyes, factors that might make him noticeable in Japan. However, there has never been a confirmed sighting of Sakai in Japan or anywhere else, authorities said. The lack of viable clues to his whereabouts is unusual. Investigators say fugitives often are tracked by their mistakes, using credit cards or passports, telephone records, giving a real social security number, or leaving fingerprints while using false names.